other.
Prepare yourself.
Talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yukahisa Fujita is our guest for the next 30 minutes. He is a member of the Japanese Parliament, the Democratic Party of Japan, a member of the House of Counselors in the Diet, that's the elite chamber in Japan, and he's been speaking at 9/11 Truth conferences in Sydney and other areas. He, of course, several months ago went public on national Japanese television in the House of Counselors and brought out a lot of information documenting that 9/11 is an inside job. And that idea, that information is taking hold in Japan and all over the world. And so I want to welcome Mr. Fujita on the show with us. Sir, we really appreciate your research, your courage, and the fact that you do have the courage to speak out on an issue that more and more people know is true, but do not have the courage to speak out. So we appreciate your courage.
Thank you so much.
When did you first start to question the official story? When did you first begin to look into questions of 9/11 attacks?
About 2 years ago when I watched the video, the plane sight, and also some documents and some photos some 2 years ago.
What was it like for you as you began to research some of the alternative views of 9/11? What was that awakening process like?
Well, at the beginning, I thought I couldn't believe, you know, this can't be true. But then last year, when I heard more about various facts and the photos, such as the collapse of the 7th building in the World Trade Center, and also have heard about the put options that were obviously conducted a few days before the 9/11, I began to see that they were serious and actual evidences of someone apart from Al-Qaeda might be involved. So I began to have further research on various facts.
Yukahisa Fujita is our guest today, a senior member of the Japanese Parliament, one of the leaders of the Democratic Party over there. What has the response by your fellow countrymen, other Japanese, to your going public?
Well, I was very surprised that there were, yes, one or two people who said that I'm anti-American or anti-government, but a lot of people, a few dozens of people, replied to my email encouraging my efforts and thanked me for my courage to ask the questions in public to the Prime Minister. And I was also surprised that actually quite a few fellow MPs in my party had known bits and pieces of 9/11. Someone knew about some FBI person who testified in the commission but refused to go on. And another person knew about the put options. So quite a few Japanese MPs in my party knew about them but did not have thorough enough information to speak up. But they were pleased that I took a courage.
Yes, sir. For those that don't know what put options are, would you like to explain it to them?
Well, you can buy certain stocks by a set price. So if the price of the stock fell down, as it did for United Airlines and American Airlines, you can receive a lot of profit out of it.
And then the government engaged in a cover-up of that, though it led back to the CIA director, Buzzy Krongard.
Yes.
Very suspicious. What about the fact that U.S. troops, 44,000 U.S., 18,000 British troops, aircraft carriers, had already massed around Afghanistan? President Bush, President Bashiru, had signed the document to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11?
Well, obviously, various facts are coming up that U.S. government obviously had been planning the attacks for Afghanistan and later for Iraq. Now, that is another reason why I thought to take up this question, because, you know, 24 Japanese were killed in New York. And because of that, Japanese government followed U.S. government to go into the warfare in Afghanistan and Iraq. But when I asked the Prime Minister of Japan how those 24 Japanese were killed, he didn't actually answer properly. The Japanese government had not have physical evidence of how those 24 Japanese were killed. I asked them if DNA test was conducted for some of them, for those whose bodies were not found. The answer was that they do not have evidence.
Well, so, even the FBI, sir, as you know, but listeners may not, does not have Bin Laden listed as a wanted man for 9/11. The FBI won't even say Bin Laden did it.
Yeah. And this is why I am now asking written questions to the Prime Minister. We have a system to ask written questions to the Prime Minister properly. So I've been going on two rounds of questions and answers, and I have done the third question to be answered next week.
So two separate times you have gone before the highest body of the parliament, which you're a member of, and have brought this forward. I have to tell you, reading the faces of the Prime Minister and others, they looked very, I don't want to say afraid, but very concerned, very upset. They were not laughing at you, which again shows they know this is serious.
Yes, actually what the Prime Minister was looking at was the Japanese translation of some of the quotes from Patriot's Question 9/11. And I included, you know, former Minister of Defense of Germany and the former President of Central Bank of Germany, who admitted that there were good options. By the way, I went to see him, the chairman of Bundesbank, Central Bank of Germany, who had said there were good options. I met him in person a few weeks ago in Europe. And therefore, the Prime Minister, in the hearing in Japan, could not deny what I was trying to prove.
Amazing, amazing. People with your type of courage may save us. You know, we have Andres von Bülow, who was the defense head in Parliament. We have the former very respected president of Italy saying that the U.S. staged terror attacks, which have been declassified in Europe, to blame it on communists. Gulf of Tonkin was staged. USS Liberty was staged. That's now been declassified. I want to be clear. It's not our whole government. It is criminals inside of it doing this. What are they going to do as the truth begins to break through the dam?
Well, I studied from the aspect of the 24 Japanese killed. And the government also has said in answering to my question that terrorism is a crime. And if it is a crime, you have to investigate. Therefore, I urge the Japanese government to invest directly or indirectly, then to verify if it was right for Japan to support the warfare in Afghanistan and Iraq, then eventually ask the Japanese government to ask the U.S. government to have proper investigation again. And this is something we parliamentarians of various countries could ask. I was in Europe meeting with European MPs, and they are also thinking about asking the UN to investigate again. So these kind of efforts have to be done, you know, more internationally.
The perpetrators, I think, are starting to get scared.
I don't know. Therefore, some people say that I better be careful about my own, you know, life.
They better be careful, because millions of people who have courage like yourself are starting to stand up. Stay there, Fleischer. We'll be right back with our guest, member of the Japanese Parliament, Yukihisa Fujita, who has bravely gone public, and it sends shockwaves across the world. We'll talk about more of his questions and where he thinks his investigation should go on the other side. My website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. Thank you.
action. It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Way up north. Way up
north. Yukihisa Fujita is our guest, senior member of Japanese Parliament, one of the leaders of his party, the Democratic Party of Japan. He is in the elite upper house of the Diet, the counselors area, House of the Counselors. And he joins us here today. We have stories up on PrisonPlanet.com of the hundreds of CIA section chiefs from the U.S., other intelligence directors, two different former heads of German intelligence. I mean, it goes on and on. Russian generals. Anyone who looks at 9/11. Mr. Fujita, isn't it an insult to our intelligence when we have firemen and police on video saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, they're going to bring it down, and we have all these witnesses and all of this happening? Why do you think the perpetrators thought we were so stupid and that they could do this in plain view?
I think they did not think that the internet world was so prevailing that citizens can have access to those informations years later what happened. But, you know, I have been to Europe to see the truth seekers in 11 European countries, and I have also been to Australia to a conference on 9/11 organized by truth seekers there. You know, the internet was an invention by the military people, but now citizens are making the best use of it, and citizens now can have access to the information. So what has been able to be hidden by now cannot be hidden anymore.
And they have opened Pandora's box, I think, inadvertently. You're absolutely right. And to be clear, you just had a presentation at the European Parliament with Andres von Bülow and all these, I mean, the former heads of the military, all these top people there saying the same thing, showing videos, showing documents. That's got to scare the people that carried out 9/11.
Yes. And I think the film shown in the EU building was a film called Zero, made by Italian member of parliament. Now, the important thing about the Zero is that this film is not meant to be shown in the internet world, but in the film theaters in various cities, in various countries. And I think the most important thing now is that we have to go out from internet world to sort of daylight world, that common people who do not use the computers in the villages in various countries can have access to the information.
That's right. We have to take it out of the cyberspace and then physically manifest in the three-dimensional universe.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you're helping do that. I mean, when we've got all the top actors and Willie Nelson, and you know, the media can't ignore them, but they are ignoring the scientists and experts because they're afraid. How do we force them to look at all the scientists and experts? And Bill Christensen was a CIA section chief in Europe. I mean, this guy's very high level. He's saying inside job. How do they ignore that?
Well, I think the team efforts by the scientists of various continents together and the politicians of various continents together and the media people of various continents together to have common sort of strategy to pursue the investigation of the thing. Either sort of the UN or various European MPs network. And I have been very encouraged by various US politicians who have been speaking up. Mr. Kucinich, I understand,
yes,
a congressman, has asked to have investigation again on those put options.
Yes, we had him on. He announced that a few months ago.
Yes.
And boy, they have gone after him. The good news is if we don't expose the people that did this, and they've now been caught, Gulf of Tonkin declassified to get us into Vietnam, USS Liberty declassified, that was staged, Chicago Tribune. So many things that they killed Kennedy, they killed Bobby Kennedy, all coming out. Very small military group controlled by a few central banks in Europe. They are cannot stand exposure. But if we don't expose them, as you know, Mr. Fujita, member of parliament, they are going to continue to use the problem reaction solution. Same thing Hitler used, firebombing his own Reichstag to take over Germany. I mean, do you agree that we've got to expose them or they will continue to stage more events?
Yes, I think so. The way we have been, or you have been exposing the things more in the internet world, now have to expose those things in physical media means.
You told me you'd seen some of my films or pieces of them. Which have you seen? Because I'm going to send you all of them.
Yes. Sorry, I have seen various films by so many people, so I can't sort of remember which of you have.
Well, I will send them all to you. My film.
Yes, please.
I think our strongest point is the science, but also the admission of false flag terror, the fact that governments have been caught doing it before, I don't think the public realizes that false flag inside job is so popular in history.
Yeah. I think we seem to have more information that we need. The time is coming for us in various walks of life to identify which evidence is most compelling and most deniable, and to make those evidences to be more visual by the common people who do not use computers.
Yes, sir. In closing, when you were there at the highest level of Japanese parliament presenting video clips and stills of firemen talking about bombs going off and being told to get back, they were going to blow it up. What was the average response of other members of parliament? Were they looked shocked to be seeing this. Were they shocked?
They were shocked, and they were surprised. And the number 7 building, study, I think the most compelling, most convincing for them to understand. And put options was another sort of convincing sort of element.
Absolutely. In Japan, I've been told that people are really starting to get into 9/11 being an inside job. Is that the case?
Well, as I said, quite a few, several dozen MPs in my party now are quite convinced about the wrongs about 9/11's official report, and they are supporting me to have more thorough sort of approach. And tomorrow morning in Japan, actually, I'm invited to properly report to the federal MPs in my party on my time at the European Parliament and Australia.
So you're going to be reporting to the government, the federal government?
No, to my party federal members in my party.
Okay, so to your
on
party
my
meeting.
My own party, I would like to enlarge to the MPs of other parties.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate your time. And again, I'd like to have you back on as your operation against tyranny expands, and definitely work together. And again, we appreciate your amazing courage. The type of courage you and others are showing is what just may save us. Without you, we are lost. God bless you. Godspeed. We commend you, Mr. Fujita.
Thank you so much. Very kind of you.
Take care, and thank you for speaking.
We work together.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Amazing individual, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate him spending time with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to come back, take a bunch of your calls on this subject and a lot of others at 877-590-5525. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. In instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called beta prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try beta prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking beta prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of beta prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, I do a syndicated radio show for more than 11 years, Monday through Friday. That wasn't enough. No, I come in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and this show is growing by leaps and bounds. We're glad you're listening on AM and FM stations from San Diego to Kansas City to Niagara Falls to Austin, Texas, where we come to you from News Radio 590 KLBJ from the studio. Simulcast on the internet at InfoWars.com and at Global Shortwave WWCR as well as Shortwave. Okay, here's the deal. I know we'll have calls all over the map. A bunch of different issues. In the final segment, I'm going to hit on mobile phones, more dangerous than smoking. The Attorney General says that copyright violation is an act of terrorism. Not having your teeth brushed will be terrorism before they're done. Also, what's happening in Baghdad, a little bit of what I'll be hitting on before we end this transmission. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to these loaded phone lines. Let's talk to John in Florida. I've been holding the longest. You are on the air, John. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yes, I want to make this as quick as possible. I have a cell phone, so I want to get this microwave away from my head before it increases my brain temperature too much.
Don't say that. That hurts valuable infrastructure. Bad mouths, U.S. companies, you're with Al-Qaeda. Go ahead. Shut up.
I understand that. But I would just like to speak about the cost of I don't know whether the cost is for me has been more from the economic downturn or, say, from trying to relate this information to people I know. I live in Florida. My mom is a real estate broker, and now she is broke. My dad is a contractor of Georgia. He is selling the houses he has contracted to get out from under them from keep losing money. And I try to relate this information to people about how the IMF documents came out saying that they were going to bust a real estate bubble and, you know, all this other information. And people call me a brainwashed conspiracy theorists.
Well, they're the ones. They're scared that it's going to get worse, and it is scary to know this was all engineered. And it is, but even the Financial Times of London admits that it is scary to find out there's bad people running things. And so they'd rather keep living in a fantasy land. But look, they're going to wake up. Don't worry.
I know.
They'll probably be when it's too late, but, you know, they're going to wake up.
And I get into arguments with my boss. He's an ex-police officer, and now we're in the metals business, and we're sending out, you know, metals to China as fast as he can. And because he thinks he's making good money off this, the economy's fine. That, you know... His economic situation.
Well, yeah, I mean it's a recession when your neighbor's out of work. It's a depression when you're out of work. And I'm not saying he shouldn't even be in the raw business of selling raw material. The point is the government, and I appreciate your call, they set up in tax incentives to move offshore. And the globalists said they were going to get rid of all of our industries and drive us into debt so they could fully bankrupt us and then buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. You know, it's the Federal Reserve that set the policies in 93 and 99 that got everybody leveraged out. And the subprime mortgage is only one part of that, about a third of it. The credit cards, all of it. They knew. They issued credit out of nothing. They, the banks, bought up all the real assets while that was happening, or a lot of them. Now, they're, quote, bailing themselves out with more of our tax money as they devalue the dollar at the same time. And then the Federal Reserve, who engineered it all, who's just a shareholder in the global banking system, Federal Reserve is privately owned, folks. Most banks don't own stock in it. Things like Chase do, J.P. Morgan Chase. And that's why they, quote, you know, do the bailouts. Well, they are the Federal Reserve. And so this is just criminal bank consolidation going on. And they want to hurt you and hurt you real bad. And that's why they got riot police and FEMA camps built, because they plan to bring it down to absolute nothing. Now, they can do that this year, next year, 3 years from now. I don't know. But the IMF documents... Well, I mean, you don't, your friends and family don't have to say they don't believe you. You can just go to the BBC when it broke. Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist, Nobel Prize winner, I've interviewed him several times, he went public, and the documents came out. And it said they were going to engineer collapses and do all of this. And so you can just take them that up. They'll probably say that's not true either. But you know, if your family's laughing at you, move on. You know, pearls before swine. I'm not calling your parents pigs, but, you know, Christ said that. Somebody wants to laugh and giggle. I mean, the average American can't find the U.S. on a map. The average American hardly knows how to wipe their hind end. Because their forebears were the smartest, toughest, most rootin' tootin'est, hardest working people there were, and we're the children and the children of the children of the children of spoiled, rotten people. So we're lambs of the slaughter. All you can do is tell them who's going to rape them. They're going to laugh at you. But after they're good and raped by the man, then they'll know. Let's go to the calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Abdul in New York. You're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? First time caller, calling from New York.
Welcome.
I was listening to the Koch interview on Friday, and I was a little annoyed, and you know, to him being completely oblivious to... you know, the whole 9/11 building number 7.
That's right. I interviewed former New York Mayor Koch, former congressman, and he said basically ban free speech is fine.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense. And then,
well, yeah, it does. They're going to come arrest you if you. It makes sense for the man. They're going to tell people that America never had free speech and that America fought free speech, and the dumb yuppies, they know how to apply makeup. They know how to act tough at the sports bar. They don't know what America is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he claims, you know, nothing was worse than the Holocaust of World War II. I mean, what about the Holocaust of the Russian Kulak farmers? You know what I mean?
What about the Holocaust of more than 50 million black people?
Of course, exactly.
Did you know that about 55% of people in the transatlantic slave trade from the late 1400s right through to the 1800s, that over half the people on each ship of 400 slaves would die?
Exactly. And even that, back to the Holocaust.
Well, look, the Holocaust was terrible. My point is that it's not the worst thing that ever happened in history.
Yeah, I know. And he was completely oblivious to everything you said. I mean, of course he knows. You know, he's just...
Well, my issue was that we shouldn't take people's free speech. And in Europe, they're taking free speech to criticize the government now, and that's in the news, and he just said I was a liar. Well, we're going to take that Ed Koch video of me interviewing, we videotaped it, and we're going to put news articles over everything he's saying with the headlines. So don't worry, we win, see? He's used to the old media way of a bunch of ignoramuses just thinking he's telling the truth. We're going to just slam him. Every statement he made, we're going to hit him.
Thanks, Alex. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you. I appreciate it. Look, I got Koch on to be friendly. I got Koch on about his book and bashing Giuliani, and I just brought up how he supports these commissions that want to ban free speech, and he just said, yeah, I want to ban free speech. He point blank said, you don't need free speech. It's not good. And, you know, that's un-American. Let's go. I mean, I can't believe we have to argue about this now. Paul in Montana, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex, good show.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, listen, when I hear the Japanese fellow speak, it brings to mind what this guy Benjamin Fulfer had to say about the Japanese. And,
yeah, Forbes writes that their government found out about the Black Op plan to use bioweapons to kill most Asians, which is now declassified, and so they're real upset, yes.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. You know, you talk about how the Americans are so dumbed down they can't think for themselves or do anything for themselves. I wonder if it will actually take other governments having the courage and the power to speak up and start exposing and coming out and helping.
We've already had number three in the Blair government, Michael Meacher. I flew to London to interview him 3 years ago. It's in Terror Storm. Say it's an inside job. Look,
right.
We've already had all these former CIA, I mean, Ronald Reagan's top CIA advisors gone public. The guy that advised him every morning, Ronald Reagan's favorite CIA intel analyst, I mean, has come out. I mean, what more? Look, the media just better hope that they can keep covering this up. No, but they can't. It's going to come out. Look, and I don't want to say Americans are statistically the lowest test scores now in the world. Statistically, the most dumbed down, but everybody else is dumbed down too.
Alex, here's another plea for those who know to speak forward and use your show as the platform. Good work, Alex.
Thank you, my friend. We'll just keep bringing you bigger and bigger guests. Yeah, we had a bunch of big guests last week. I got a huge guest coming up Tuesday to be unannounced, and then you'll hear highlights on this Sunday show. Don't worry. And it just gets later in the month. Mega massive guest. And we got some. Next Monday, not this Monday, tomorrow, but 8-9 days from now, huge announcement on that Monday at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Final second.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, and I'm going to be taking a lot of your phone calls, so if I'm going to do that, you got to have your question and your comment ready, because I'm moving to the next person quick here. We've only got about 10 minutes of global transmission left here. I'm honored to be your host, and remember, listeners, I love you. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't be fighting the man on the global front if it wasn't for you. It all happens when you stand up, when you take action. Nothing can stand in your way. I don't want you behind me. I want you right beside me. We're on our way to bringing the New World Order to justice. The alternative is abject slavery, shattering the left-right paradigm. Let's go to Paul in Austin. Paul, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call today. Great show, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, man, briefly, I just wanted to let you know in South Austin, our Republican convention.
You guys captured some delegate sectors.
Oh, yes, big time. It was a close fight, but our people took over the whole convention.
I heard it went on for 18 hours.
Well, the North one did. They had a little bit rougher time.
The congressional district got taken over, too, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It did.
Now, for those that don't know how that works, and I even have studied it, and it's hard to understand, so Byzantine, this is a big deal. You guys are getting to now basically write the party platform at the state level, and if this continues, it can happen at the national level.
Yeah.
Totally. We're going to have Ron Paul, anti-New World Order people, all through the machinery of the country. I'm all for it. I think it's wonderful. Is there still talk, though, of trying to go to the convention and demanding Ron Paul?
I haven't heard much about that. I've heard of some type of revolt on the floor, possibly, but I don't know what that would entail.
Well, I'm for any revolt that stages these events, that exposes these staged events, but I don't like a revolt if they try to claim that they want him for president, because if you got 60 delegates and McCain's got over 1,000, the media will crucify us with that, claiming we're stealing people's votes with the delegates.
Yeah, people need to wake up to the truth about this all. We've done what we've done. I was so proud of everybody yesterday. But we got to be realistic about what's going on. Listen,
we got people everywhere. In government everywhere, and the military, the police, and our numbers are growing. And the globalists, if they stage more terror attacks or try more New World Order ops, need to know that this is getting very serious. Our people are growing exponentially. They're everywhere. And we're going to defend America. We're going to defend the Republic. And just understand, New World Order, you better back off. You know that you're in a losing scenario. Stage a nuke attack. Try to blame it on somebody. It's not going to work, globalist. Let's go ahead and take another call here. We've got to move really fast now. Let us talk to Stefan in New York. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that Jericho show that got canceled. It's like what they do. It's like when the government posts a notice in the paper about we're going to take this car or do this thing. They do that. They did that with that Titan book back in the 20s or whatever, whenever it was. They did that with the Lone Gunman show. It's like they believe that they're posting notice to the collective
consciousness. It's cabalistic. It's cabalistic esoterica. I don't believe in it, but most of the elite, and believe me, you start meeting billionaires, you say, do you believe in black magic? Do you believe in, and they'll say yes. I mean, these people. These people are nuts, and I've got to move quick. Great point. And yes, Lone Gunman episode, I've interviewed the people that wrote it. I've interviewed the stars of it. Like Dean Haglund, the CIA came to them, planted that story basically on them to do a simulation of a hijacked jet by remote control being flown to the World Trade Center in the X-Files show 6 months before 9/11, where the government then even was going to blame it on Afghanistan, and they were going to use hijacking drills to confuse NORAD so it stood down. I mean, the exact same thing 6 months before of what they really did. Like Tom Clancy, he admits the CIA gives him his plots. He wrote that a year before 9/11. And you'll find out the governor's brother, Keating's brother in Oklahoma, wrote a book, and a Tom McVeigh bombs the Alfred P. Murrah building, published 1 year before. Let me explain again. The governor's brother, and dedicated the book to the Knights of the Secret Circle. You might want to Google and find out what the Knights of the Secret Circle is. They're not very friendly. Pointed hats. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, yeah. They like to brag. They like to leave an ace card. You read about psychopaths leave mementos? Well, these are big psychos. I mean, I'm sure the governor's brother, just it's an accident, it's a coincidence. I'm sure everything's fine. I mean, you know, he's a good guy. And the Knights of Secret Circle are very friendly, too. You know, that's his book, not mine. Let's go ahead and take another ring-a-dingy. Let's go ahead and talk to N.I.K., Nick in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to thank you. You're an inspiration, absolutely. Me and my brother started this website called lookupandwakeup.org here in the Phoenix Valley, and we're starting to cover the chemtrails and the surveillance. I just want to give you a quick example of what happened to me the other night.
Oh.
About 12:30 in the morning or so, I'm hearing a chopper go over my house. About 20 minutes later, I go outside to have a cigarette, and I see the chopper in the distance, and as soon as I step outside, he goes towards me. And then all of a sudden, he's got his lights shining down different houses or so.
Good, you're Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely.
You can't have that chopper on the border. It's got to be on you.
Yeah. And then so he started coming towards me, and then he was flashing light in a different direction. He gave me a quick flash, and then he turned around my house. And it was a full moon that night.
Well, drink fluoride. Everything's okay. Calm down. Drink fluoride. Drink fluoride. It's going to be all right. Submit to him. He's good.
So I was outside, and all of a sudden, I'm looking around, and I'm hearing the chopper, and then all of a sudden, this guy's flying over my house, like stealth mode, didn't have his light on, and I turn around, and then bam, the freaking light is shining down on me, like for no reason at all. I'm just standing up.
Well, you're evil, okay? You need to be tracked and traced, and there's no more warrants, no more free speech. You're bad, okay? Submit to it. It doesn't exist. Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. The billboards don't exist, CNN says. There's no toll roads on the roads. Sentra isn't Spanish-owned, the Austin Chronicle says. Everything's fine. Go to sleep. Shut up. Submit to government. Love them. Drink your fluoride. Take your mercury-filled injections. Love them. Love them. Just please learn to submit to them. Oh, it's so simple. Yeah, the TV show Jericho, where the government nukes itself to bring in martial law. And there's two ways to look at that. Is that them, like putting an ad in the newspaper when they're going to repossess something, or eminent domain? And it is. You know, a vampire from legend, I'm not saying they're really vampires, that's where those ideas come from, has to trick you, has to tell you what it's going to do, has to trick you to have you invite them once into your house across the threshold. And Mayor Nagin was in a TV show called Oil Storm 6 months before the hurricane hit and did the exact same thing the made-for-TV movie did for FX. But again, it's a coincidence. Everything's fine. The government, of course, patented in 68, could control and create hurricanes. I've had the father of weather weapons before it was even on the Associated Press on. They can create and steer the hurricanes. But everything's fine. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Steve in Denver, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good show again today. I was going to suggest, what if we had something like a Woodstock 9/11 big concert, where we had one day where we had all these musicians and all these actors and famous people come together, and we just spent one day. You know, I'm kind of helping the people with our architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth right now. We've suggested that as a media event, and we could just have one major big event that we could videotape, sell, and try to show everybody how many people there are from the
Sure, middle. Here's the problem. You know, and it's like that in any society or group. It would take a lot of groups getting involved, and the groups would never agree. And also, no one group, I'm probably the only person that could actually pull it off, could go out and get the celebrities. Because the celebrities don't know or don't trust, because they don't know these other groups. They haven't been around as long as I am. You know, the celebrities just call me up. You know, the phone rings, and they're on. And that's because they know I've been around a long time. They're aware of what I've been doing a long time. That's been batted around by people, but I haven't really actively gone out and pushed it. Just because I couldn't imagine the headache of it all, plus the logistics of trying to get people who are in rock bands or people that have national number one TV shows or people that are, you know, best actress or, you know, people who, you know, make movies about pirates or people who, you know, trying to get all these groups together to do that at one time. It could probably be done. But then people don't even want you to charge for the tickets. You know, you're supposed to rent some park or get someplace, and it's, you know, $100,000 a day. You know, in a big city like New York or L.A., how much a building that holds 1,500 is? It's like $40,000 a day. And then you get it, and groups try to block you. I had that L.A. symposium with Charlie Sheen and a bunch of other big people. The guy that made Enemy of the State was there, a bunch of others. And people try to get that shut down. They try to not, you know, they tried to put pressure on Sheridan. And I had to basically threaten people to not let them cancel it. Nobody ever knew about that, I'm telling you now. So it's not fun. And, you know, I'd rather just in there body blows to the New World Order. I'm doing interviews every day on other radio shows. My website's getting millions of visitors a week. Other people are coming to public. We're just spreading the word. And then they've had little Woodstocks and little meetings with a few thousand people at them. I have. But, yeah, it might be a good idea. It'd be fun. C-SPAN carried our symposium we did. Heard it four times. All right, we're out of time. Sorry to Galen, Josh, and Coyote. But I'll see you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and, of course, during the weekday show. God bless you all. Great job with the producer of the show, Eddie Bear and Paul and everybody else. Get out there and take on the New World Order. We don't have a choice. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
You can